Hi, David here. Just before we get into this week's podcast, can I remind you to like, follow, share and review. And you can email us with your questions, your comments and your content ideas. The email is sarahbutler@home@gmail.com.
Natural sparkling mineral water. Drink Ballygown.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. We're on episode 42 and it's Kermit the Frog over there and it's David over here. How are you?
I'm very stylish. Don't you know that this green is...
It's
a moss green. Would it be a moss green?
I think I coughed something up like that.
Stop. Well, if you did, I might be heading straight to A&E.
It's very green.
It's very green. How would you describe it to a listener?
Kermit the Frog green.
Kermit the Frog green, it is.
Yeah.
If even greener than Kermit the Frog.
God, it's just a fashion parade every week on this podcast. I can't keep up with
it
all.
I'm trying to take the attention off my little friend here on my cheek.
Yeah.
It was like...
I mean, you're close to 40. Why are you still getting spots?
I don't get spots, but you know, I was telling David why I have this absolute... It's like...
Oh, go on.
A boil on, and I have one down here too.
And now, in fairness, lads.
But I drank orange juice, and I cannot drink orange juice, and I had a small bit, and then I went, oh, feck it.
Why did you drink orange juice?
A big glass of it. Because I bought the Tropicana one.
Why?
I can't drink orange juice, I break out.
Why did you drink that? Way?
I was making French toast this week, so I said, oh, I'll buy orange juice, and it'll be nice in the photograph with it. So then I had an orange juice party, and now I've got these.
So you've that, yeah, it's huge, lads.
It's huge.
Fairness. I can barely look over. But the good thing about it is I'm being distracted by the extremely green
yeah,
jumper.
Yeah, well, there you go. It worked.
You know, before we get into food this week, we come back to one subject that we finished recording last week. And the next thing you hit me with this story, which we'll talk about in a little while. And I was like, how come you didn't mention that to me when we were recording? But anyway, we'll come back to that one. But the other one was, and you meant to come back to it last week, but you never did.
Mm.
So you were... in the schools last week.
Yes.
You were in school. And I have just this vision of...
Sarah kind of swinging kids.
I have like, Sarah teaching kids. Yeah. I wonder how that would go. Hey guys. Well, first you take the pastry... Oh, sorry. Then you get the rolling pin, which is what you'll get on the back of the head if you don't sit the down at the back and shut up.
Fine.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the national schools.
Okay, so you did more than one national school.
The national school.
Okay. So what were you doing just with the...
The little ones, like the junior infants and that, you know, I made the cupcakes, but they all got a little job. So one of them cracked an egg in and another whisked in the butter. And then I did the older classes and they were great crack. At one stage, they had the whisk. There was one fella, he had the whisk in the mix and then he lifted it clean out and mix went everywhere. It was definitely more stressful, but they were good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was lovely. They were lovely kids.
And then?
Then I went into St. Joseph's, my old secondary school, and just did a talk. They asked me to come in and talk to the kids because they all want to be influencers now, which I think is hilarious.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that the new thing?
That's the new thing.
We want to be train drivers or a pilot.
Yeah.
Now they want to be influencers.
That's what they want to be. Makeup and fashion influencers.
Yeah. It's your makeup TikToks and makeup YouTube is massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
For hours,
so many
people
doing it.
Will stare at somebody putting on makeup.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they got a few home truths that it's not all as fabulous as it looks. And it's a lot of hard work.
I mean, look at the basic points of it. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm.
It's everything. It's the moment you wake up, it's when you go to bed.
Yeah.
It's the content chase. It's so it looks lovely, but there's an awful lot of work
in it, yeah. But they were quite surprised then at the end when I said, well, are you surprised? And they were like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because the other thing is like if you have a normal job, you can go to your office, do your job, come home from the office and hopefully try and leave the office behind you.
Yeah.
But and particularly when you're at home making your dinner and your dinner is your job.
Your dinner is your job, yeah.
You think it, you know, so
well, it's grand. It beats dealing with people. So I met a girl, I actually did her invites. I could be eating my words now in a year's time going, please come to me for your wedding invites. And she said, will you go back? I said, I hope not, because just people.
Yeah.
It's lovely. All I have to do is cook food.
Yeah, I know.
And then I get to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Half a day's. But yeah. So yeah, that was that. That was the schools. I've had a few more on to me. Parents associations looking to do like evenings to talk about how to shop and how to batch cook and how to be an organised kitchen person. Cheeky, so yeah.
Cheeky question.
What?
Is there cash in it?
Is there what?
Is there payment in it?
Of course there's payment. Oh, I am not doing this for nothing.
What can I do? I can talk to the schools. What can I talk to
schools,
them about?
Yeah.
Hello,
they're the
schools.
Ones with the monies. They're the one with the monies and the grants. But yeah, so that's the crack.
Okay, very good. Let's get on to food on our podcast. We start each week with food. And this week, can we start with eggs?
Yeah, you said you wanted to talk to me about eggs.
Well, we've just had my lunch.
I saw a thing about eggs.
And
week, yeah.
I made scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of the various ways that we use eggs. So I was thinking, would I have scrambled eggs? And
eggs
I,
are brilliant.
They're brilliant.
We went to 36 eggs this week.
You need to go to the egg vending machine.
I do, yeah.
Have you ever gone to it?
No.
Kilchema egg vending machine.
How many eggs do you get in it?
Is it 36 or something? 36, yeah. I think. Yeah. For a fiver.
For a fiver.
The vending machine is on the street. You put your money
That's
in.
So funny.
You take out a tray
of eggs.
Yeah. It's fabulous. An egg vending machine. Where else would you get it?
Totally. Ballyhawnas.
It's in, no, Kilchema.
Or Kilchema.
Kilchema. So, I did scrambled eggs. My scrambled eggs are egg, butter, salt and pepper, and a bit of parsley.
Yeah.
And in the pan, a little bit.
You know the tip of scrambled eggs? Big bowl.
Okay.
And a balloon whisk. A big whisk.
A big whisk.
Not the small ones. Get a big one. And a big bowl. And the more you whisk, you're going to get all the air into them eggs. And it makes them just
fluffy.
So fluffy when you pour them in. And pour it in the pan and leave it alone.
But are you one of these people now that puts in cream or butter or milk?
I put a little bit of cream in sometimes. But other times I just do the eggs. But if you whisk them really well and they go frothy.
Okay.
And then pour them in with the melted butter. Just leave them alone. And just stir them once. And then the minute they begin to come together, take it off the heat.
Right. Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that you don't overcook.
Them. Yeah. They're so good.
They're so good. A fried egg. A simple fried
simple
egg.
Simple fried egg. Yeah, we talked about that before. The little different tips on.
Yeah.
Pop a lid over it and put water in a saucepan.
Yeah.
Or a frying pan.
I have a disaster with every time I crack the egg, the yolk will crack.
Yeah, you were saying that. We need to do a taste test.
Yeah.
I meant to bring something in actually this week for you to taste.
I don't know, you're clapping at me.
I can't remember what it was. I don't know. I think I'm in mass. Instead of blessing myself. So yeah, the eggs.
Boiled eggs.
Yeah. I don't like boiled eggs.
A hard boiled egg. In your salad.
Oh,
when you open it up and she's a little bit runny.
No, I don't like the hard boiled eggs.
Nice. Poached?
Yeah, I like poached, but you lose a lot of the white, and if it doesn't work, then they're, do you know what's really annoying about poached? The friggin' saucepan is really hard to clean afterwards.
Is
it's like
it?
Porridge.
You know what? I totally agree with you.
There's certain things you cook and it's like, oh God, this isn't going to require a Brillo pad.
Yeah, absolutely. Hard to wash dishes are a pain in the arse.
Yeah, porridge like saucepan. But you know what I found? The Alpro soya coconut milk doesn't leave the same scum as the cow's milk.
Actually, that is a listener's question.
Did you get some to the this
no,
week?
But I
copy me
Jane
again.
Jane said I'm going to do shopping, and I was going to go. I can't ask her for soya milk. Get the coconut one for me. She'll just snap
I want it for my cornflakes.
But I did have a question from a listener during the week to say, can you warm soya milk for your porridge?
Well, I put mine in and it warms it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can warm it up like you would do
well,
with normal
I have
milk.
Been and I'm still here.
And you don't have a microwave.
I don't have a microwave.
No microwave in
no
your house.
No microwave in my house.
And a lot of people, because I was saying, well,
yeah,
I'd
a lot of
warm
people
were
quite surprised at that. I mentioned it, like I did a 5 minute video on Tupperware. And I just mentioned, you know, make sure it's microwavable. We don't have one in this house. And like, that's what everybody was intrigued about.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a microwave?
Yeah. Is there something wrong with the microwave?
Is there something wrong with the microwave? No, it just broke and then I just never got another one.
Never bothered. She's an agger.
I have an agger, like, in fairness. Like, it's always on. But a thing about eggs, I saw during the week, an American thing. Grated eggs. So you hard boil them.
Okay.
And you get a cheese grater. And you grate it into your salad or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
It looks a bit gross, but I could try it.
What about the, you know, in Spain or in, I think in Italy as well, if they do a pizza, they'll pop an egg in it.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
You wouldn't be in for that?
Maybe if I was really hungover.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're really hungover, you just eat weird combinations of things.
Would you have been twice this week?
I have been twice this week. Really. It's so funny, though. Like, January's over and then it's February. It's like the bold month. It's like, let's go crazy.
So, if we go from eggs to meatballs.
Yes, eggs to meatballs. I made meatballs this week. And I had a great chat with my butcher, Mark, in Gilligan's. Because he said, Marion came in to me, one of my followers, and she goes and buys her meat in there too. She said she got 64 meatballs out of 2 pounds of mince. So we had this full-blown conversation. I was messaging her.
What size are the meatballs?
They're small, but still. I was like, geez, they must have been off small. So I got a pound of mince. I took a bit out for a burger for Grace because she won't eat meatballs. So
even though it's just a round burger.
Yeah. Well, it's in the sauce, you see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyone with kids who is cooking with mince and it's a mushy thing and your kids won't eat it, just keep a little bit aside and make a little burger. Don't add anything. Pan fry it. Burger buns in the freezer. Job done. But I managed to get from under a pound, what was it, 27? So it would have been...
What?
Yeah.
27 meatballs.
27 meatballs. And they were about that size. Like, they weren't like Malteser size. They
this
were
is a podcast.
Ping pong ball. Well, yeah. They're about to be ping pong ball size.
It's okay. She's explaining, showing me, and I'm going, this is a podcast. People...
I'm using my hand, but I'm also saying ping pong ball size.
Ping pong ball, okay.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, meatballs were huge. They were like tennis balls.
Oh, they're disgusting, because then you cut in, it's just loads of meat. But I use Terrier Teeth as bag. But the leftovers, and you make the gorgeous tomato sauce with it.
Okay, so what are you making that out of? Is that just a kind of a basic ragu?
Well, in
ragu?
Your meatballs, you've got breadcrumbs, garlic, oregano, thyme, salt, pepper, an egg yolk, tomato puree.
Okay.
And get your hands... Another thing people don't like doing is touching meat.
Mm.
We need to talk about this.
Here's another conversation about nothing, touching meat.
Just don't like
some people need
meat.
To stop touching their meat.
Yeah. You, maybe?
Hey!
Yeah. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, so you get all of that, but the tomato puree gives it a gorgeous tomato taste. So you mush that all up with your hands. Put on a pair of gloves if you want. And make your meatballs. Roll them in flour. Pan fry them in some butter and olive oil. And then to make your sauce, you just literally get an onion, chop it really small, clove of garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Pan fry them in some butter. Tin of tomatoes, a little bit of stock, reduce it down, throw your meatballs back in, peg it in the oven. I think mine was in for about 8 hours.
Oh, God.
Oh, they were so good.
I love meatballs, but they're not liked in my house, though. I'm the only one.
Oh, no, I love them. But we have them with spuds. We don't have them with pasta.
Yeah, spuds.
Spuds and peas. Yeah. And then the leftovers the next day, get yourself a toasted baguette, crusty roll, take the inside out, the doughy bit, so you've got, like, space in there. And then you put that in the oven, get it nice and toasty, and then you butter it, mayonnaise, quarter your meatballs on loads of cheddar, back in the oven, melt it. Then like scallions, a little shake of maybe chilies, chili flakes.
Yeah.
Loads of iceberg lettuce. More mayonnaise.
Are you still doing the red cabbage thing for the crunch?
Yeah, the white cabbage is good.
White cabbage thing.
Yeah. And that is the best way to make meatball sub. Yeah. And the recipe's on my Instagram page for anyone who wants to try it.
From there, buttermilk chicken.
Buttermilk chicken, I did this actually last night. If you get your chicken, and not a full chicken. You can do it with full chicken if you have enough buttermilk. Get your chicken breasts and soak them, if you can, overnight in buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And it really tenderises them, makes them really, really good. But yeah, I did that and I made up a load of crispy goujons last night. And I made a load of them and I had a lovely baguette with...
Another baguette
today with the goujons and the mayonnaise and the iceberg lettuce. But yeah, somebody asked me a question.
Go on.
Ridiculous, most ridiculous question today. Somebody messaged me. I had just done a video of me pouring buttermilk in on top of the chicken breasts. And I said, you know, just rinse and dry them before you use them as normal. Somebody messaged me and said, is there more calories in the chicken then because they've been soaked in buttermilk? I mean, this is what is like. This is what's
people
happening.
Are just calorie
obsessed. Mm. Like, that is the stupidest question. I was like, I don't know. Yes, there's approximately 40% more calories. I'm just trying to get you all fat. Do you think I'm trying to trick you?
You're fat in the country.
Jesus, but yeah, like crazy questions. I was like, yeah. Oh God, go and have a burger for
it's
yourself.
It's the calorie obsessedness of people, you know.
Obsessed. Yeah.
So we need to kind of worry less about that.
Yeah.
What does somebody say? Pull away from the table and just get out a bit more. And it doesn't matter then about calories.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Yeah, interesting questions. You know what? Actually, just came to me there. Box tea. Did you ever make box tea? Have you ever done box tea?
Yeah. Not a massive fan.
Mm. I was listening to a podcast during the week. It's called Off the Menu, and they talk to celebrities.
What?
Off the Menu.
What?
Yeah,
I'm listening to another podcast that doesn't involve me.
No, they're there longer than us, and they're from the UK. They're very, very big. Mm. But they had Tom Davis on this weekend. So they go through the menu. So what would you have for starters? What would you have for main? And the Tom Davis on, who's a wonderful actor, and he's also another man who has his own podcast with Ramesh Ranganathan, and it's very funny. But I didn't realise this until I was listening to it. He's, you know, they said your main course. He said for me it would have to be box tea, and I was
really?
Like, what? He said, yeah, my family are from a small place outside Belmullet, and he went on to tell this story about how he brought his wife, his wife-to-be, he wanted to show her where he was from, so he brought her back to Belmullet.
Yeah.
And he couldn't find the place, went to the local guy, the guy comes
out. We found him.
No, he was saying, like, and who are you? And he said, well, I'm Bridie Lally's grandson. Well, Bridie Lally's dead 20 years. I know Bridie Lally's dead. And he told this story, fabulous story. But he talked about box tea and about Irish stew.
Yeah.
And his point was, it's his favourite, because he said, you cannot recreate Irish stew. The Irish stew he got in Belmullet, he cannot recreate that in his house in England.
Yeah.
He said, the carrots will never be sweeter. No. And I think there's a lot to do with particularly that area of the country, because that's, as you know, that's where my dad came from, and I grew up down there as well. Their potatoes come out of sand.
Yeah.
They're just the nicest potatoes. The salty air, it just must give something to the food.
And I'm sure it does to the cattle that are eating the grass.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was a fabulous story. And but box tea was his favourite. And I remember my grandmother always making box tea. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And we would have had more potato cakes rather than box tea.
Yes, yeah.
As we grew up. But now, back to our normal other stories. If you want to talk, you were on your Instagram thing about the food storage stuff. For people storing food.
Yes. Just if you are off to buy yourself some Tupperware, a few things to consider.
You're obsessed.
I am obsessed.
You're obsessed.
I cannot go anywhere without buying something, some sort of container.
I spend my, when you empty the dishwasher in our house, it's mainly little Tupperware things.
Lids and things.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to balance them all in the press. Like, I have a Tupperware press.
Yeah.
A tall press with five shelves full of Tupperware. And it makes me so happy to take it all out and put the lids on. Put it back in nice and neat. Uh-huh. Oh, stop it. But yeah, if you are buying them, Dunnes do great ones, and also Home Store and More do them. Just make sure they're microwavable, which is really handy.
If you had a microwave.
So you've got your leftover dinner, throw it into one of them, and you don't have to dirty plates, just put it straight in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't. And also oven-proof ones. If you're doing like a lasagna, something like lasagna that's layered, you can't take that out of a plastic Tupperware and onto a dish. It's going to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So a glass one is great, because just peg it straight in the oven.
Yeah.
And they've got little air vents, some of them.
Yes, they do.
Which are great.
Yeah, at the top, yeah.
So if your dinner leftovers are hot, instead of just leaving it out, pop it into your Tupperware.
Yeah.
And do your little vent.
Yeah.
But I love Tupperware. It's the business, and it fascinates everybody. Everybody's fascinated with the fridge when it's done. We're getting a fridge.
Are you?
We're getting the big fridge.
You have two? Or you're getting the big fridge?
We're getting the big fridge. It's time. Mm. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Where is it going?
It's going... Oh, this is the problem. It's going the far side of the island.
Tear your teeth back.
So I'm going to have to walk the whole way around.
Oh, are you?
That's going to be a real pain in the ass. I nearly said a pain in the bitch. I've just come up with a brand new
When is that
car.
Coming?
Well, we're looking at it now. I've actually... Do you know what I did? I said, right... He said, no, I don't want to have the unit made before we get the fridge. I said, sound. Mark the calendar there. When do you think you'll have that done? So I think he said sometime in March, 5th of March, say. I said, sign it. He signed it. And I said, if unit not in, Sarah can proceed and get a fridge of her choice. So he signed it.
Right.
So I only have to wait till the 5th of March to go in.
Let's see how that works out for you.
Yeah, and get killed and there'll be war. There'll be more lump hammers thrown. But I'll have the fridge. And then I can put all my cool stuff in.
Can I tell our listeners about last weekend? You were out gallivanting with your buddies.
Oh yeah, I couldn't even go do that on my own.
No, and
2E along with me.
I don't think we went near you. I think actually you'll find
you
that you
any-
came to us. We were like, Jesus, will you just leave us alone with you?
Oh, I was not.
Anyway,
checking on you.
But the funniest thing was that we were done.
Oh yeah.
So we were going home. So we got our wonderful, lovely taxi man, and he dropped me to my house. And then I found out the next day that just as he dropped me, they had to go back into town for you.
I was like, okay, I want to go home now.
Yeah. Giddy 10 minutes before that, and then all of a sudden, I want to go home now.
So I had to go back into the taxi, so he gave out to me the whole way home.
We had a lovely chat that night.
Did you go?
Oh, a lovely chat. He opened up unbelievably.
I bet he fucking did.
Stop cursing.
Good. I'm glad.
He did. He always opens up to me.
Good.
I've got that kind of...
Do you want to go out again tonight?
I've got that face. I've got that face.
You have that face.
They just tell me stuff. But you had two hangovers this week. I know this because you sent me a photograph.
I did.
Yesterday of what you were having to cure that hangover.
Yesterday at 10 o'clock, I was walking in the woods with a can of Coke and a bag of hunky dory.
Where was it? I have it here someplace now. Oh, it was God. A... It was a It was a bag of hunky dory, a can of Coke, and was it hunky dory?
Cheese and onion. No, salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
For a hangover, what would you have? Salt and vinegar, cheese and onion.
Oh, well, I'm salt and vinegar all the way.
I love salt and vinegar.
So do I. I know, I've turned out that I'm eating too much of them. And actually, Jane hasn't eaten crisps since Christmas. She hasn't eaten a crisp since Christmas, so that means anyone who's eaten a crisp.
It's real. Well, I ate a whole thing of popcorn. But the ones with the sweet one.
Oh, they're
lovely.
You
know, lovely. The Hughes ones in the yellow bag.
Yeah, salted caramel or
I had a whole cereal container Tupperware with the poppy up lid, and I just ate the whole thing of them.
Oh my God.
Like a proper pig.
There's a bit of, I think with popcorn, wind. There'd be a wind issue after popcorn, I'd say.
It's very good, actually. Well, obviously not the sugary one. The regular one is meant to be very good for kids if they're constipated. You should give them popcorn.
Very good.
Yeah, it's one of the best things you can give your kids to keep their bowel movements healthy.
Yeah. I haven't had a hangover in so long. I don't really know what I'd be taking for a hangover these days.
The
old days, it used to be...
It's cold, I don't know when to call.
It used to be Lucozade, Maltesers, or any type of chocolate, and crisps, and then wash it down with a cigarette.
Oh, stop. No, I'm going to be better now and...
Buttons were good. Oh, you're not. Why would you be?
Try money. I was told, actually, Dermot, what, I don't know what we're talking about, but he said, you're 40 years of age. I said, I am not 40. I said, I'm only 37. He said, you're not 37, you're 39. I said, I'm not 39, I'm 38.
You're 39 next month.
I'm 39 next month.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
Can we have a party for your 40th?
We can.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of listeners' questions I have for you.
Right.
Interesting ones, actually, because we talked about the tomato soup last week and the podcast before that. Somebody said, can you freeze soup?
Of course you can.
So you can just freeze it.
Freeze it. You can put it into a Ziploc bag, or you can get these cool little Tupperware containers that you can freeze it in.
Are you on a retainer from Tupperware or something?
I know. I need to find a Tupperware company. But just freeze it in portions, obviously. Don't freeze a big vat of it, because you only want to take a portion out as you need it. Yeah, you can. And do that as a batch cooking thing on a Sunday. Make a load of soup and freeze it.
Oh, very good. So, you can. Yes, the answer there. Can you cook sausages in the oven?
I always cook my sausages in the oven. But how do you cook
would
your sausages?
Would you grill them or would you fry them? You can grill or fry.
You can grill or fry, but if you have a nice roasting tin or just like whatever, a bacon tray, whatever... Put a little bit of butter on it with your sausages and a sprinkle of fresh thyme that you have already frozen in your freezer in a Ziploc bag. It really gives a gorgeous flavour. And I've tried, remember the saucy sausages last week?
Yes.
A little squirt of tomato puree again.
Okay.
With a little paprika. Mix that all up. Really nice.
Lovely. So,
yeah, you can. But just do lubricate them with some sort of an oil product like butter or olive oil. Give them a good rub, otherwise they'll stick to the pan.
I can see what road you're trying to go down, but I'm not going down that road with you.
He's not falling for it.
No, I'm not falling for that trick. But so, would you ever grill or fry a sausage? I would never fry a sausage these days. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, in a frying pan. No, and it's so funny when we have a fight and Dermot goes off to, it's fine, I'll make my own dinner. Oh, Jesus. It's always sausages. And they're always fried in crisp and dry.
Oh, God.
Like
I can feel my arteries closing.
His mother probably did it.
Well, that's the way it was done. I've auntie and uncle, and still to this day, I think Saturday evening is their fry.
Really?
And it's all done on a skillet black pan.
Yeah.
And it is, you can smell it up the road from them.
Oh my God.
And it's absolutely archery closing beautiful.
Yeah.
And they do everything in the one pan, tomatoes, the whole lot. Yeah. Fabulous.
No, I oven bake mine.
All the time. You never
grill. All the time. Well, we don't have an extractor fan in our house, David, because it's the house that Jack built. So I can't have smoke. And we also don't have doors that go down to the hall. So the whole house is a completely open plan. So if I want my bedroom to smell like sausages, I grill them. Otherwise, it has to go into the egg, which is sealed.
I feel he'll be calling me again to go out this evening for another long and open chat.
Please do.
There are some of the listeners' questions. Actually, you remember last week we had extensive questions from Roisin.
Mm.
We have them back. She's actually come back to us with some more questions. Yes.
She did not.
She did, yeah. She said, thanks a million for answering last week's questions. Okay. I had a great laugh at some of your answers. I have just a couple more.
Oh, my God.
You're getting excited now, Kermit. Calm down.
Calm down, Kermit.
How did you come up with the name for the podcast? Well, it couldn't be simpler. Somebody was at home in lockdown and we went with that. Now, we could have used other names. Like, we could have called it Left-handed People of the World Unite.
Yeah, we could have done that.
Because we're left-handed. I was thinking about this when I was looking at the question. We could call it, He is Heavy, He's My Brother-in-Law.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks. You're supposed to say you're not heavy.
He is heavy.
He is heavy, my brother-in-law. And I like this one. This is one I came up with. Schmally Collie and Big Footler Butler.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Schmally Collie and Big Footler Butler.
I like it.
Also, Roshan wants to know who would win in a fight.
Probably
Sarah.
Sure, I'd batter him.
It'd be over in seconds. I'd be crying. It'd be just blood and hair and skin. And it'd be all over in seconds. And
you'd,
the other, laugh.
You'd be too much of a gent. You wouldn't fight back.
I wouldn't fight back, no. I wouldn't fight. Because I know I would get my ass pounded. And the final question from Roisin for this week. God knows, Roisin, you might be back next week.
Come and be our special guest.
What do your partners do? Well, your husband is a... We can't call him a carpenter, sure we can't.
He's a furniture designer.
Yeah, get over. If you said, he's a carpenter. Like
he's
that,
a jippy.
He would... Bushed us for that.
He trained in fine furniture.
Okay,
but, unfortunately, the West of Ireland isn't the best place to get jobs in that area. So he does carpentry of all sorts.
And
for everybody else except for his wife.
So he makes kitchens, he makes furniture, he fixes things. He's one of those lads who knows.
Yeah, he can do everything. Yeah, I actually have a project from that reminds me. I need to remind him to do that or I'm going to start tackling it with some corrugated plastic. I need him to make me an overhead thing.
An overhead
that holds my phone so that when I'm making a sandwich,
I just pop
it in and I need him to install it with a light. How cool would that be? It's like a lap tray with really long legs and it goes over your chopping board so I can be doing my thing and recording. Whereas
So your hands are in underneath it.
Yeah. Whereas now I'm trying to hold a light and the phone and not have something in the background.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's his latest project he needs to do for me.
Definitely going to be calling me out this evening for more chats.
Yeah, he will.
That's what he does. And then my partner is a reflexologist.
Now, magic fingers.
She was, before that, she worked in insurance. She was an auctioneer for a number of years, trained as a fully trained beautician. And now she's a reflexologist, which she absolutely is passionate about. And she does Indian head massage as well. And... I don't know what that is.
Ear
candling.
Yeah.
That I had that done once.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So that's what they do.
Very good, Roisin.
Thank you, Roisin. I think that answers all of those.
No. Valentine's.
Oh, I was going to say, let me do the natural break. Other business.
Okay.
It's Valentine's this week. Now, by the time lots of people will download this, because I was looking at the way people download.
Yeah.
And we have people who will be downloading our episodes from January now.
Okay.
So this is for people who are downloading every week, we are on the Valentine's week. And
for anyone else in it's summertime, forget about it.
But Valentine's throws up lots of different things, actually.
Have you all the stuff got now for her?
Oh, yeah. I'm really romantic.
Yeah. I'm sexy lingerie and... The roses.
What did you call them?
Lingerie.
Not lingerie.
Well, that's really funny. That's what my husband calls them, lingerie. Joking. And I'm now saying
now
it
happened.
Like it's the correct way to say it. Not that my husband talks about lingerie much. Yeah. He asks me a lot, please buy sexier lingerie than the granny knickers that you're wearing.
Comfort. We're built for comfort.
Oh, under the boobs. Can you? Down to the thighs. Bridget Jones is in the house.
Can you imagine... If I arrived in with some sexy lingerie on myself, there you go. There's your present.
Game over.
So, would you? I'm crossing over with quick fire questions now, but let's talk about Sarah Butler's perfect Valentine's meal.
Okay.
So, as we're here recording today, himself is at home and he's saying, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cook her perfect favorite Valentine's meal."
Okay.
What would it be?
Well, I've actually picked ones that are on my page. So for the listeners, they can try these recipes out. But they're also ones that I love. I would start with deep fried brie and a nice salad with a nice salad dressing. That's on my page. It's actually really, really easy to do. And yes,
you take
the wax off. A lot of people ask me that. You take the you know, on the brie.
Yes.
And you just chop it into a little square. And panko breadcrumbs again. They're bloody brilliant. There you go, into your crisp and dry. Pew. Have everything ready. So that would be the starter. And for the main course, it would either be steak or like a chicken tarragon with a lemon.
Yeah.
Chicken tarragon and lemon with like garlic potatoes.
Yeah. What do they call them? Dauphinois.
Dauphinois. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I finish it with like chocolate mousse.
Ooh.
something like that, and then I'd probably fall asleep and be like, "Oh, leave me alone tomorrow night, I promise."
I look, I've never been one for the whole Valentine's thing at all.
Snap.
You do the basics of what we have to do, but I would never have gone out to a restaurant on Valentine's night. Or, you know, so I think these days
they're the fellas you need to worry about.
You get you get what you want, which is,
well, after a million years as well, like,
you want a bottle of wine, you want some nice chocolate,
yeah,
something like that, simple. Like, I don't think I've ever bought, imagine buying somebody lingerie, Jesus Christ,
I know,
imagine going in,
that's like me buying German a load of wood going,
he has his own wood,
I'm real, he has his own wood, that's for sure. No, but it'd be like me coming in going, oh, I bought you some lovely wood to make them doors. It's like, why I don't want sexy lingerie, because that's going to lead to something else and I'm not really in the form for, because I have a lot to do, because I'm very busy.
As we've discovered, one of my pet hates is the voice message things, and I know everybody does it these days, we voice message
so
each other,
so handy, you save so much time.
So during the week, bleep, oh, what does she want?
You were delighted. Oh, you're still mumbling to yourself.
I'm going to send her one of these back. Yeah, well, you're going to get just come mumbly mumbly. And then I got one back. I'm too busy to be typing.
Joking, obviously.
Secrets to a happy marriage. Because it's Valentine's. They've been revealed. They've been revealed.
Have they?
Yes. There's a new survey. It shows. Are you ready for this now? Yeah.
Distance.
Let's see. Does this work for either of our relationships?
Okay, let's see. Who can I ask who did this test? Is this someone who's been married for a very long time?
The survey was carried out by one poll in the UK.
Right, go on.
Six meaningful conversations.
A year, a week, a day?
Six meaningful conversations. Is it a month? It must be a month, is it?
Ah, for God's sake. Surely that's a week.
You're going to have six meaningful conversations with your husband every week.
Meaningful, I suppose. Yeah, that was a word, didn't
it? Yeah. I just want to tell you something, love.
Maybe then in like the lifetime.
Yeah, six in a lifetime. That'll do us. Six in a lifetime.
Covered.
Who wants to open up that kind of worms? There could be tears and misery. Three long walks.
We've actually started to go for walks in the morning. In the woods. That sounds really bad. We're not doing anything in the woods.
Right, okay.
But yeah, well, we've started. We've gone twice this week. We just went for a walk in the woods, dropped the kids to school. Both of us had time in the morning before we started our day. And I said, come on, we'll go for a walk.
Yeah.
And it was really nice.
I go for three long walks, but I go on my own.
You go on your own, yeah.
Yeah, no, because I don't want to. Because she thinks I'm too slow.
Yeah.
And I don't enjoy that. And then she walks on the wrong side of me. She walks on what she considers her side.
There you go, left-handed awkwardness.
Driving me into the... I don't like it. So I'm out. Jesus, divorce could be on the cards. 2 rows every month.
Oh, Jesus, we do that a day.
2 rows every day, yeah.
We've already had about 2 rows today. We did, actually, yeah. We had one first thing this morning. And we'll probably have another one.
A new survey shows 6 meaningful conversations, 3 long walks and 2 rows every month are the recipe for a healthy relationship, apparently.
Oh, wow, there you go.
One short break away together. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I just love bringing the kids with me.
I know.
Dermot said that. He was like, will we go away for a weekend or a night? I said, I don't want to leave the kids behind. Can you bring them with me?
2 longer holidays every year. Oh, ah, seriously, like,
get
Jesus.
Out of the friggin' country, it'll be a start.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually sick of watching people on holidays. I'm actually, like, angry now, going, I'm not watching you anymore. In Dubai. Off on holidays. Piss off.
Yeah. I'll tell you, by the looks of this, we're heading to divorce courts very soon. The happiest couples claim that they have intimate moments 5 times a week.
After God's.
That doesn't have to be, like...
sex.
I was going to be more subtle than you, but it doesn't have to be full sex. I presume it could be...
like a hug or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kiss up to 3 times a day.
Oh, my God.
And they say, I love you, 10 times a week.
We say I love you when we're going to sleep.
Can I speak in case you don't wake up?
Oh, stop.
Can I do this for the both of us?
Oh yeah, he just crumpled up that piece of paper. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, the UK is like probably the highest divorce rates in the world.
Anyway, there you go, lads. Secret to a happy long marriage.
Let us know yours.
I'm married. How many years am I? 2003.
I don't know.
19.
So 16. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Feels like yesterday.
It feels like yesterday.
Also feels like a lifetime ago.
Do you know what I have recently, actually? It's over the last week I've had it, and I've Googled it. And
what is it now?
Eye twitch.
Ah, for Jesus, David.
Do you know what the eye twitch?
Eye twitch, stripping, bad knees. What else?
No, I'm
no,
okay.
No, there's other things.
No, I'm all right. Himself is all right.
Himself is fine. Two chances of anything been wrong with himself.
No, he's sound.
That's usually the last thing to go with.
He's like a 16-year-old boy on a bus. That's what he's like now. Bus horn in the morning.
Oh, my God. It must be so bad. As a teenage boy. Like, do they just get horns like?
When I was in college.
Randomly.
I used to have to go on the 46A bus in Dublin. And we'd have to go from town out. And by the time we arrived to college, there would be a lot of fellas who'd have to go an extra stop.
I know. And does it just happen? Bing! Can't control it.
Must be the bounce,
and you gain control over it as you get older.
I don't know. No, it's still got a mind of its own.
Jesus.
How did we go on from that? From my eye twitch. My eye twitch.
Maybe that's why you've got an eye twitch.
Yeah, my eye is twitching a little bit. It's doing the, you know, you can look at the, you'll see the fishy jumping every now and then.
You had that before, though.
Yeah, I said it's Google. I Googled it. Oh, it means you're gone.
You're gone. A croc.
No, it means actually. It means actually that you're a little bit tired, apparently.
Let's go and have a little sleep for yourself.
Go for a little sleep. What else have we got for you? This was the story that when we finished last week's podcast,
yes,
we wrapped it up. Yeah. We're going out the door, putting on our coats, and I said, "What have you had for the evening?" And you said, "I'm going home to milk the horses." Now this threw up a thousand questions that I have for you.
See, I forget people don't know these things.
Milking horses. What does it mean? What do you do? What are you at?
Well, the mammy's got loads of milk in her little baby Max, but we had to separate them.
Okay.
Because he's too big now and it's time to go. Take the plunge. So we put him, we had to gradually put him into his own stable, and he did not like it at all. So you put him in for half an hour first, then an hour. It's like having a frigging child. It's actually harder. If you do it down in a cold stables, at least if you had a bloody child, you're up in your warm house. So gradually separate them. So he's now fully separated. But, and it was so funny, the minute he go back in, he'd head in under for a suck.
Straight away.
It's like, jeepers, you like all the boys, you love the boobs. So we had to draw, as I said to my father, I said, they all were like horrified that this was happening. You don't have to do it, but because we couldn't let the horses out in a field, which is the better thing to do because they're walking around, so their bag, that's what it's called, their boobs are called their bag, doesn't get as big. But because she was in the stable, her bag gets big. So you have to just draw a little bit off. That's what it's called, drawing the mare. But I said, if I said that on Instagram, I'm going down now to draw the mare. They were like, she's going down to draw the mare with the pencil.
So
milking.
Milking is drawing.
Drawing. So you just literally go in under and you're taking your life in your hands.
Slow down. You're going in under what?
In under her boobs. Her udder.
You say boobs. Is there like more than one boob?
I'm saying boobs. It's called an udder, but you're not going to know that.
Is it just one?
Well, it's like two. You've got two teats. You've got two nipples.
Okay. Are they coming out of one boob? Yeah.
It's kind of two boobs. There's like a split in the middle.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, but it's not like human boobs.
Well, like, look, I'm referencing a cow which has like six coming out of one.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Well, you know the way there's six coming out of one.
Right.
There's two coming out of one with a horse, but obviously it doesn't hang as much.
Right.
But it's right back up in their back of their legs.
Pronounced?
Oh, God, yeah. They're like cow nipples. They're not as big as a cow's nipple. They'd be like half a finger. So you have to get in under there. And once that foal is taken off her, she's done now. She's like, I have my piece back.
Why do we do this?
Because he's a boy. So in a few months time.
No, but for her, why are we milking her now? Would she not just dry up if
she was off out in the field walking around. But because she's in the stable and she's not getting any exercise.
Okay.
You have to just draw a little a day, and if you overdraw,
I wish we recorded this because you keep doing this.
If you overdraw,
you keep doing what with the hand actions
with my hands. Like, if you overdraw, you'll stimulate them to make.
I've always
more
said he was a lucky man. Sorry, so what were you saying?
Very lucky man. He is. God.
So the
you
two,
think, you'd think he was, wouldn't
the
you?
The two teeth.
Friggin' milking enough things right. with animals.
So come on, so you're milking.
No, you don't milk. You just pull, and you'll feel the pressure. It's like
right, and what's coming out?
Milk.
Is it like milk?
It's milk, yeah.
Is it?
And you're meant to pat it back up onto the udder. That helps to dry it up. But she nearly took the head of me. Like, she lift the leg, try and... The minute you go in, she doesn't want anybody near her.
Right.
She'd kill you. But I had to try and do it really quickly. And then grab their skin and you pinch them and it puts them into a little bit of a trance.
Okay.
So I Dermot gripping her. And also, if you lift one of their front legs so that they can't lift the back one to kick you. If, you, okay. if she's kicking me with her back lift,
Jesus
left,
Christ.
I lift her front left. Damn me, she was still able to kick me and balance on the other two while he had her pinched. So we got through it anyways. It's done. Tough 2 weeks.
So it's finished?
Well, yeah. They're so, 2 weeks separated now. So we now have the next traumatising situation of putting them out in the field and hoping they don't kill each other.
Does it look like cow's milk?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just
white. Yeah, it's white.
Could you drink it?
I never tried. I don't know what it tastes like. Ooh. Horse's milk? Probably be like cow's milk. I try it.
I try anything once.
Yeah.
So, and the reason we do this, because I'm still a bit cloudy. Oh, the reason we do this for the mare is it to
she'll
help
get
her?
She'll get mastitis.
Okay, there we go.
Continue to make milk. And
if we don't drain it off, she could get mastitis.
Her boobs will go hard and sore and nobody wants good. Hard, sore boobs. Been there. Cabbage leaves don't work. It's no crack.
No crack.
Literally.
Milky horses. Who knew, lads?
Yes, it was there you go.
Every week in this podcast.
See,
is
I
it?
Say these things and I think people know, and they were all like, what are you on about milking horses?
Mm-hmm. So it's an education, lads.
It's an education. I could be doing anything.
Where else would you get it? Where else would you get it on your podcast here? You went, I never knew that. Well, I never knew it either.
Now you know how to make your meatballs and milk a horse.
And what to do when your eye is twitching.
Yep.
Quick fire questions for this week. I've only two.
Okay. Is that because your eye twitch? You couldn't focus.
1 hour ironing.
Oh God, I hate ironing.
Or 1 hour doing your taxes.
Oh, ironing. I can't cope. Anything to do with the counts, I'm like, oh, John, just tell me what I owe them. I don't care about the projections and how this year has gone. Just tell me what I owe you. I snore fest. I can't cope.
Can't do it either.
It just
can't
actually puts me in bad form.
Instant bad form. I'm the same.
You're
as
the same.
I can't. I don't. And now that I have a regular job, which is paid regularly through people who pay you with pay slips, I don't understand what's going on, and I don't know what I have to pay and what I'm not to pay. I don't understand it.
And you don't care as long as it's done.
Yeah. I used to be a self-employed person like you, and I used to have to go to an accountant, and that accountant used to say to me, and there was a lot of and this and why have you got this and the other. I can't do this.
I know. And do you know what I hate about accounts? It's all last year. So they're like, well, there was 500 there now transferred from that account to that account. And why is that, Sarah? The reference is Sarah. I'm like, I have no idea.
I had to buy a Kermit the Frog top.
Clearly it's my fault because the reference is Sarah. Obviously I went, I remember what that was for. And it's a year later. So you're trying to remember a year ago.
When it comes down to it though, ironing, I wouldn't be an ironing king.
No, I hate the ironing, but I'd definitely do it over taxes.
I would pay my taxes just to get my clothes ironed by somebody.
True.
Because I can't, I would wear, I have no shame in wearing crinkly clothes.
Yeah.
You know, just as well
I work in, there for 10 minutes.
I work on radio because people can't see the crinkliness of me. And that's just the clothes. Flowers and because it's Valentine's. Would you like flowers and chocolates or wine and crisps for Valentine's? You like your flowers.
Can I have wine and flowers?
You can have whatever you want. This restaurant is opened all the time.
I love my wine and I love my flowers.
Mm.
Crisps, I'll take or leave it.
Yeah.
I might like the crisps the next morning though.
So wine and flowers would be for you?
Yeah.
It's easy.
I don't like red roses.
Okay.
I like white roses or lilies. I don't like red roses.
Mm. I have a frantic search every year for tulips, white tulips. And they have to
I
be
saw
white.
The Tesco last week.
The white ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a thing. So we have to go for white tulips. And of course, at this
you
time
do
of
know
year,
why it is a thing.
Why is it a thing?
You know why she loves white tulips?
Because we got married with white tulips?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Thank God you answered that one well.
I was like, oh, my God, there's something behind it I don't know about.
She was a white tulip in a previous life.
I do notice that the daffodils are out at the minute, or they're coming out, and it's just fabulous. Love this. As you head from this time of the year towards spring, it's just, it can be lovely.
Such an Irish thing to say.
How's your training going, by the way, just as we finish up our podcast this week?
Good, yeah. Good, good.
Tell the truth now.
Back on track on Monday.
Tell the truth.
No, my knee and my hip are kind of hurting me a little bit because I did a Sarah on it.
Have you got your insoles?
I have my insoles,
Have you got your insoles, yeah.
Yeah, I have my insoles. have been insoles, but I pushed myself too far and I did an angry run this week, I think.
Wasn't it Wednesday? Angry runs are bad.
Oh, it was so thick. I'd say everyone was like, oh my God, your one is awful thick. And then the big trucks will pass you and then you get all the splash.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, pig. But I did a different route because I was doing the same route and I think that was...
Oh, you need to change the route.
Oh, I was like, oh God, I still have so far. Yes. So I did a different
change
route.
Change the route, yeah. It's so, really important. Just, and I've discovered going around corners makes it easier. Just if you have a really long thing in front of you, you're just going, oh that's God.
So annoying. Yeah, no, I'll keep it going. I'm not as fit as... I'm actually surprised at how fit I am, but I'm just not as more fit.
Little bits and often.
You can't be running every day of the week. Your body can't fall apart. My hip is clipped in and out.
I mean, what age are you now? 43?
Shut up.
It's just not... Actually, I was listening to an interview with Liam Gallagher during the week, and Liam was a great man for running.
Yeah. Which one is he? The guy with the glasses.
The younger one. The singer.
Bushy eyebrows.
I think they pulled the bushy eyebrows.
I was trying to explain something to my mother during the week. You know, and I met this one and she was saying, oh, she was... I was trying to describe you. She just went, oh, she's big feet. I said, yeah, she's huge feet. And Dad was like, he got up and went, yeah, she kind of walks like this.
Oh my God. And that you all knew who it was from the size of her feet.
Who it was. Sorry, I interrupted you there.
Anyway, he was saying that because he's 50 this year, the running, it's gone back to walking. I think we've covered pretty much everything.
We've covered everything.
Yeah. Have a lovely Valentine's. I know he was telling me last week. Now you're in for a massive surprise.
Oh my God! I bet it's massive. Is it?
He's coming with the suspenders. He's coming with that lot for himself.
Be a big surprise.
But he's leaving the boots on.
Oh, the boots have to.
Nobody touching me feet.
Can't touch his feet. Not good.
If you want to get involved, send us an email to sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. You can also find Sarah on Instagram, sarahbutlerofficial, @homeofficial. And of course, we're available on Twitter @butlerpodcast as well. Do get involved. Do like, share.
And review if you can. Apparently, that's very important.
Yeah, review and...
leave us a little review. That
follow,
would be,
good or bad. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Let us know.
Let us know. Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.